request.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rappers are piped on. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quiet storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Yeah. What's good, y'all?
What's good?
What's up?
HoodHype.com episode number 59 in the building, man.
What's up, everybody out there?
Shit, 59.
Man. Yeah, 59, bro. Closing dude. In on 60, man. Yeah,
dig it.
60, man. Slowly getting there, man. But he's sure getting better than the last. That's my opinion, anyway. This shit has been fire. And this episode right here, oh man, yo, we got a couple tracks. One I'm real anxious to get into. To me, it's one of the best beats we done had on the show in a minute.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
We got lots of beats.
I was beatboxing on the way here.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Puts it down.
Wow.
You right. We had lots of hot shit, but I mean, and this one to me, man.
Whatever, showing favoritism, motherfucker.
Got me moving,
cool,
man. The Saturday, that shit just relates well, man. Shoot, 1-888 the hype.
We call
got an email. Yeah, hit us up and leave us some feedback. We got an email from my man Benjamin J. And dude said he went back listening to all the shows now. Dude said he's feeling it.
It's funny to get a bunch of emails like that too, man.
Yeah, because I mean a whole bunch of people say, you know, they really for real go back. And I feel sorry for the people listening to episode one. I'm sorry, y'all. I sucked.
Yo, it was some
I was terrible.
He didn't take antidepressants, he took depressants.
Yeah, that motherfucker was like,
He ran his head into the wall like what's that? I am legend.
Kill yourself. Yeah, yeah, man.
Fuck.
That shit was not good, man.
He banged his head on the
fresh. I liked it.
For, yo, a lot of people say that, though. A lot of people be like, yo, I love episode one. I be like, why? Yo,
this is fire. Here's Billy Smokes with that brand new song.
He sounded like
an NPR fucking.
Yeah, it was like NPR for the hood. It was like, yes, this is bullshit.
Word bitches.
But yeah, man.
Do what I say, bitches.
Do exactly
just
what I
don't
I'm
have
explaining.
The same flavor. You dig?
We appreciate
do what I say, bitches.
All the feedback,
execute what
though,
I'm explaining to you, friends.
Oh man, there y'all go getting technical with it, motherfuckers.
Number one. But shit, let's
man,
go.
Announced the winner from episode number 57, man. Joe Stassi and Tay Teflon out of Philadelphia, PA. Man, they had the banger called "Hustle Harder." They took the most votes for that track, and we wasn't able to link up with them.
Yeah, so, wish we could get them on the phone, but get at us for that CD Baby membership.
Definitely. Y'all still got that coming to you. I wanted to talk to them about the Philly, they fucking murders. People been getting murked left and right there, man. And they had the big march with Cosby and Siegel and everybody.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Right. I wanted to see, you know, what the fuck was going on in the city, but
Bean starts losing money and everybody fucking flips out.
It's going to be a hot winter?
Hot winter.
You did?
Hell yeah, man. Shit. But we got some interesting shit coming up in this show, man. We're supposed to be hollering at a couple of people. Hopefully everything will go through. But we will see what happens, man. But it's time to kick it off.
Yes, sir.
This is the track I was talking about right here, man. This shit is fucking fire, man. Oh, I know what I'm doing. It's the Fly Boys, episode 59. Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I know what it is.
From the bottom to the top, how you climb from underneath it?
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what it is.
story goes how you all would expect. From rubber bands on the wrist, the chains on the neck. Yes, but a lot of rappers don't explain this in depth. They make it seem like it's from one change to the next. So here's some motivation. Picture a nigga bathed in ape's clothing, wrapped around his person, and that nigga skating off. And something born with something born beside him, just riding his life, seeming so exciting. Now picture that nigga 4 months ago, with four sets of clothes, one pair of shoes, practicing his flows. And every penny he got, he went into that studio. Just praying that duty note, could play it for that duty note. It's like everything worked against him. Still he gotta believe, like mama said I could make it. She papa ain't lied to me. So he write from his heart, and he know he writing the truth. You can hustle for whatever, nigga, I am the proof. So
they say, you shouldn't hustle, shouldn't cock and let it blast, shouldn't feel the need to go and get him back.
Tell him, I know what I'm doing, yeah. I know what I'm doing, I know what it
when
is.
They ask how you make it from the bottom to the top, how you climb from underneath for that ride.
I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing.
Protect myself from life or death situations, cause any day it could be life or death that you facing. So how you gonna tell me not to walk with a gun? You might as well be telling me not to take care of my son. And shit, I ain't got a kid, but I know how it is, bruh. I got a niece that love me, a beautiful older sister, mother and father, grandmas, uncles, cousins and brothers. I won't let nobody separate each of us from each other. But niggas' heads get hot, then they tempers flare. They think that impossible thought, and that's the ending, yeah. And I done seen some niggas hustle just to be hustling. I say what's up to them, but I don't really fuck with them. Niggas used to start hustling cause they struggling. Now niggas start hustling to come up on some fucking rims. But to the niggas that's hustling and surviving, every cloud got a silver lining. Keep riding.
So they say, you shouldn't hustle, shouldn't cock and let it blast, shouldn't feel the need to go and get them back.
Tell me, I know what I'm doing.
If you gon' watch me, pay attention.
I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing, man.
I know what it
when
is.
They ask, how you make it from the bottom to the top, how you climb from underneath for that ride.
I know what I'm doing.
Money, I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
I'ma get 'em.
I know what it is.
Damn, this is the game. Niggas don't wanna work, so they start pitching the cane. The niggas complain that they kids need food and shelter for their physical frame. But you can't digest the watch, you can't live in a chain. When you 9 to 5 in it up, working a double shift, these boys that don't respect your hustle can suck a dick. Shit, just cause you hear the songs, don't think you know the script. Cause in videos, you can't believe shit that you see. Cause if you saw back in the day, before he was Devin Wade, when Unsigned Hype was the only accomplishment he made, his girl want him to stop rhyming cause he spend his food money in the stew, living off top rhyming. And his mama hate the way he handle beef, cause she think he might wind up behind bars for murder, and I think she right. But I won't get caught, mommy, I promise. Before I die screaming, I'll kill in silence. I'm right.
So when they say, you shouldn't hustle, shouldn't cock and let it blast, shouldn't feel the need to go and get them back.
Tell me, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I know what it
when
is.
They ask, from the bottom to the top, how you climb from underneath for that ride.
I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing.
Jesus Christ.
That nigga took a marching band on your ass at the end. Jesus. Wow. Yeah. The Fly Boys. I know what I'm doing, man. Camden, New Jersey.
Camden.
I got shot the producer, man. The dude, Trax Trigger. Whoever you is, fucking shit's flame.
Wow.
I'm sorry, man. Screwface Records. The only thing I will say, to me, that didn't sound like no New Jersey music.
Uh-uh.
It sounded, I mean, the beat to me was Southern.
It was a regal motherfucking beat.
Ain't no hating. The shit was fire. MySpace.com/TheRealFlyBoys.
That's hard. That's hard.
Hey, you want to hear something fucked up?
What's up?
What's that?
Last night, I took my kid to this thing at his school, and I heard these people yelling at their kid. They were like, hey, Camden, get back here. First thing I thought was murder.
No.
When I fucking heard that kid's name, I thought death. How could you name your kid
Camden, for real?
I mean, no you offense know, some to Camden,
be,
New
some
Jersey,
people be
but
big
Jesus
on the
Christ.
City names, though, man. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Detroit, get your ass over here.
Yeah. Brooklyn!
Yeah, Brooklyn, Dallas, Austin.
Lansing.
You know.
Yeah, I once knew a girl. Her name was Houston 500.
Houston.
yeah, that's just, you know, sorry.
I know Debbie does Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, all right. Continue. Moving on.
Yeah, so, man, this show, man, I'm going to drop this What's in up? Here, man. We're going to do a little bit of, it's kind of like the old school show, man, because we was talking before the show about different shit that used to happen back in high school. And
oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, you know, all the crazy ass stories.
Stupid yeah. shit we used to do, man.
Yeah.
We need to educate these children.
Definitely, man. And see if y'all doing the same. Because if y'all ain't, then y'all ain't living. Because some of the shit we used to do was crazy.
Church. Skip school, do drugs. Don't go. Yeah. Fail.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck it.
And then, shout out to skipping school and doing drugs.
And making it up in summer school, bitches.
God damn. I'm glad we didn't broadcast, man.
Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying? They would be yanking us off the air. FCC would be like,
what?
No.
You demanded somebody do drugs. Fuck yeah. you guys.
Yeah. But, yo, this is an interesting story, man. Yeah. Oh, first off, too, man, the fucking Bishop Lamont on Joel Ortiz, man, that shit took a life of its own.
Ain't that some shit?
The on interview? The internet.
Yes. The shit went up on Z-Share, and then it was all over.
Yeah, man. Someone leaked it to Z-Share. Fucking, because we was putting together. I don't know how the fucking file got out, but
it had to have been from the episode.
Yeah,
it was a straight
I think
cut.
Someone cut it, and put it out there. And man,
pro
the next thing
motherfuckers.
I knew, yeah, that shit was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But they then, cut off shit.
Yeah, well then they cut it. That's the one thing is it leaked and got spread out. Which I mean for us it's a good look because it's spreading our fucking interview.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. Hold on,
what's happening?
Yeah, I'm the one to put it out there.
That was you?
Yeah, I cut
you
it up.
Dickhead.
It don't matter. I put it on Z-Share. It didn't take but
I
fucking
wish
10
you told
minutes.
Told me before this show was on, I would have kicked your ass.
That shit was awful. Oh, yeah, someone fucking took it and put the intro on the front of it. Yeah, for us.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Well, someone bothered to take it off.
Yeah.
And
I ain't going to say their name.
No,
just,
I mean neither.
The
but...
first part's real talk and the last part's New York. Fuck them.
Right.
That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because, yo.
It was
we,
a bullshit move.
Yeah, because we in the blogging community, man.
Yeah.
And when we get exclusive shit, whether it's from Shade 45, it could be from any other interview. If we post it, I'm not going to fucking snatch their shit off of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm fucking giving them credit for coming up with the shit.
And right. By the way, shouts to HHN Live. Shouts to fucking Hip Hop Elements. Shouts to Nah Right. Shouts to
Nah
fucking,
Right.
Yeah, yeah, all of them. Death Sounds. Mm-hmm. Everybody fucking at least dropped something for us. I mean, because we are still growing. So.
And they put it out there, you know, sound like it was unedited. But then the shit you heard over there at the other place, they chopped everything. You never would have known who did the fucking interview.
You hear your voice major. All over the motherfucker.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I wasn't feeling that, man. That was a straight dickhead move. But anyway, that shit.
Hey, real talk. Yo, chop this up. Fuck you.
There you go. The fuck and the you.
Definitely, man. But shit, this is the other story, man. I was jumping off, man. You, how long has this story been out?
I don't know. Wait.
What's that?
Major just said,
you. I did too, kind of.
<did. laughs> Oh, my goodness.
Get the CD.
But, shit, it's not here.
The fucking Lollapalooza, man, was one of the biggest. That's usually a rock shit, right?
It is.
Yeah. But
and backpack rapper, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Shit.
So Lollapalooza had the last band standing contest. This is back in 2006.
Oh, is that long ago?
Yeah.
Oh,
a long time ago. And the dude named Tone Def, who's an MC, won the competition. But he's not a band.
And that's what they said. Well, you're not a band, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's a hip-hop guy.
He's a rapper.
And you know, now Lollapalooza is mostly, you know who goes to Lollapalooza, mostly white folk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
and which is the same people that go to the fucking hip-hop concerts.
And slide in the mud.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. But the thing is, though, a hip-hop artist wins, and then all of a sudden, he got a problem collecting. The winner was supposed to get a $10,000 prize, and I guess he could split that up however you want. He could get equipment with it. I guess he could
they were just
cash
saying,
or whatever.
No, they were saying equipment, I think.
Oh,
I think it was
equipment?
Straight up equipment. $10,000 in equipment. His choice.
Yeah, so the next thing was, well, it's weird because you're not a band. Well, the way I see it, though,
God damn.
If you got issues with him getting in there, then tell him before the contest, look, dude, you're not a band, so we can't let you enter.
Exactly.
Right. Don't don't wait till he wins, and then you come out of left field like, well, it's kind of weird that you won. And now we don't really want to pay you.
Yeah, and this is Gibson, the people that make Gibson guitars.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you know, you're left-handed, and you know, we just don't want to give away left-handed guitars.
Come on, say what you want to say. I know what you want to fucking say.
You know what it is.
Yeah. You're gonna let's hear it.
Well, sir, you're a nigger.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, sir, niggers don't really get $10,000. Deflation.
Fuck that guy for thinking that.
That's that bullshit. And so to this day, the dude has not collected on a goddamn thing.
No, he was like, "Oh, fuck it, man. Let me get a grand piano, 10 grand." And the dude's like, "You can't get fucking piano."
Yeah.
He's niggas like, aren't allowed to touch the white keys.
Yeah, so yeah,
you promised to only play the sharps?
Then he sent them a whole list of cheaper shit. And then they fucking started hassling him and saying, "Well,
that
the price
count.
That you're sending us doesn't match the retail price."
That's what it was.
Yeah, so then he finally went and picked out, I think the grand was his last thing, because he said, fuck it, I'm just going to get one object and it's going to be the most expensive shit I can find. And then they just didn't even reply to his last request.
Eat a dick.
So I guess the CEO of Gibson is known for being an asshole, and we did try to contact him, and they weren't available.
They wanted
to
no part of it.
Kurt Gibson.
And we were supposed to be hollering at Tone Deaf, man, so I mean, fuck, maybe...
Steroids.
Next show will go down or something like that. So, you know, and maybe he'll still call in today. We'll see. But
D-Town. All right, bro. We were having a conversation while you were talking. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Either way, I would like to holler at dude to hear his side of the story. Yeah.
No doubt.
Get all that shit out the way. But fuck, with that being said,
he
man,
was supposed to be on here.
Yeah.
Too bad he's not here.
We about to jump into this fatty daddy, man. It's called My Life.
What up, man?
Ooh. Shit is fire right here, dude. Quit clapping, people.
What up, Mills?
You can't clap the artist, you motherfucker.
Accident.
59, baby.
Words of the great Dr. King, so that kingdom come. Yum inside of a mind from the nicest girl. Who'd have known he would one day come move the world? From Monday to Sundays, through the world. From gun plays to runways, cruise the world. My story's been the same as yours. I used to hang on the block all day with some crack in my drawers. Was a young nigga thinking I'm pimping. Till the day I had a daughter, made me start back to respecting women. Was a wild child all of my life. Till the day I lost my brother and my mother, all I can do was cry. That's cold. All I can do is try. Keep my head above water long enough to fly. Keep my faith in the Lord and I touch the sky. Keep believing in myself, me, myself, and I. But ever since Rock died, I felt like I inherited his. Lost part of mine trying to move on. It's hard to be strong and move on when your best friend gone. Mom said there'll be days like this. Gotta make it through the rain before the sunlight hits. Been focused for a while, ain't no way I'ma miss. Can't miss me my whole life just to make it to this. R.I.P. to Patricia, mom, I love you and miss you. I miss you my life knowing one day I'ma be back with you.
I see you
for
soon,
the deeds, I never pack it up and stop.
Never.
Not for me, but for Q, Taylor, Kayla, Lil Ray, and Rock. Be a man to take care of my house for sure. And a brother and a homie to the end, no doubt.
Yeah.
And take care of my house and a brother and a homie to the end, no doubt. My dreams.
Okay.
Put the haters on the back burner. Your chumps ain't built for my league. Put the org tattoo on my arm. Cause I believed in my heart. Stay righteous. You receive your reward. Work hard for the spot that I got. So my family and my friends taste the life far away from the block.
That's hot.
It's hot. Far away from the cops. Caught the birds fly at nighttime. The weather is hot. I done seen a lot of things, a lot of good die young. Never reached 23. Never had a chance to see what the future holds for thee. Never got a chance to make a change in the streets.
In the streets.
They say you weather the storm, the sun don't shine. In due time, I know if I grind, I'm gon' do fine. Do the same thing I did before. Do the fool when I walk through the door. Come on.
My life, my life.
get a lot of good music submitted, man.
We do, man. God damn. Good stuff right there, man. Fatty Daddy, man, coming out of Dallas, Texas. The track right there is called My Life. Bully Music Group submitted that, man. Shout out to the homie Mills, man. Running out of New York. If you want to check him out, man, go to myspace.com/fattydaddymusic, man. Spelled out just how it sounds, man. Shit is killing.
Love it.
Yes, sir. Fuck, man. We got some hip hop news to get into, man.
That's good. Fucking, what you want to talk about?
Shit crazy, man. Rocka, Helter Skelter.
Oh, man.
Arrested, man, for attempted murder, man.
How many records you think Helter Skelter sold, first off?
Which one? They very first
any,
one?
Total. I'm talking about grand total.
All together, they probably hit gold, I think, if we're going to go to.
I'm happy that the nigga still had $125,000 for bail.
Why are you hating?
No, I'm being serious. Like, I'm very happy because, you know, a lot of artists run through their shit.
Real quick.
You know, you watch sorry. Your head there. Sorry, watch your nigga. Okay. Get back under the table, Max.
Wait a fucking second, man.
Pause. Yes, sir.
Sick motherfucker.
It's an extravaganza, bitches.
But yeah, I mean, you know, because they on Duck Down, man. To me, Duck Down is like one of the, as far as independence, they be running their shit right, man. And don't fuck with no major label shit. But I feel that's really what it came down to. I think Duck Down and everybody put together to get his bail. So,
okay. I'm glad he ain't sitting up there on a slab relaxing.
And here's the thing, though. They allegedly, you know, I put the words allegedly because, you know, in New York, I don't. Never trust nothing that the cops be saying because they be on some bull.
Right.
But they say he's accused of shooting a known pimp in the neck.
Right. Said he was a pimp too.
Yeah, they said he was a pimp too.
Who?
Rock.
Rock?
Helter Skelter. Wow. Yeah, they said Rock is a pimp. They said he shot another pimp who was also a former Blood member. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
the buzzwords, man. They had to throw the.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he's a Crip too.
Yep. And he had on a red hat. He's a Blood.
What they really want to say is he's a nigger.
Jesus Christ.
Go in.
Yeah, man. And so they said they was disputing over a hooker. So that's what it all came down to. So we'll see what's up, man. Rock and his lawyer, his firm said, hey, ain't none of that shit true.
Are they saying that he wasn't even there? Are they saying that he didn't bust? Are they saying it was self-defense?
They just said that let the trial come out. And they said, y'all see what the fuck is up.
It's a beautiful world.
And speaking of getting shot, your boy, the Geico lizard, man. Uncle Murder took one in the melon.
What'd you say, the Geico lizard?
Yeah, what's that?
You know, you never heard of Geico lizard? That's what they call Uncle Murder.
Why?
Or do they call Papoose that?
What? Maybe call Papoose. I can see what.
Yeah, you look like one. I think right. You call Papoose the Geico lizard.
Like, Geico. Oh, when they was, yeah, it was riffing?
Yeah. Okay. But Murder terrible. Caught one in the dome, man. The fucked up shit is it still there.
It's the under his skin.
And they said it'll fall out in a couple weeks.
Sweet.
Yo, have you ever had anything fall out of your head?
No.
Uncle Murder got murdered by his uncle.
Yeah. They
wow.
You know, everybody's playing on that because the last mixtape was called Respect the Shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said, I know it ain't right. The shooter got shot.
Yeah. That's what he said. He was just like, but he had the craziest shit, though. Murder said that he thinks the shooting was from the cops.
Oh, wow.
Man.
No, well, that's some conspiracy shit.
No, but dig into his story, though. I didn't know this about. I knew Murder. Everyone said he's the truth as far as his gangster when it comes to the street shit. But the dude was once charged with attempted murder back in 97 for shooting a cop.
Bucking.
Bullet!
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can say conspiracy theory, but you don't know, dog. That shit could have some truth to it.
Man, I saw that documentary on Hip Hop Police, man. That was enough for me.
Yeah,
Here's the thing. Let's say the big was alive during the era of the bulletproof SUV.
Yeah.
And he made it. Mm-hmm. He didn't die. Now let's say
there'll be no.
He came out and he immediately said, the police shot at me, nigga. Like they're like, you know, like what the lawsuit and all that. We would think he was crazy.
Hell yeah.
But wanna know what? Oh, it's not that many shades off of like truth, man.
Yeah, police are not bad people.
They know how to use guns.
I know a lot of police.
You ever seen the one researcher, the one detective from LA? He went in depth with it.
Yeah, the white dude.
Yeah, they were both cops. The two dudes that was tied in with it. And all his shit made perfect sense.
See, there's too much twisted up shit in both and Pac and Biggie. Man, we could go on for hours about that. There's too much twisted up shit in both them stories.
Yeah, man, dog. You can't put nothing past them fucking police.
But
dude.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's gonna fall out like a tooth.
Yeah, that's what they said, dude. They
Grand Great Uncle Murder.
You know what what's gonna happen, man? Murder is gonna milk this shit for all.
Hell
his
yeah!
Work.
He said it might be his album cover.
Yeah, where'd it hit him again? In the head?
It's in the head.
Okay, so it wasn't stage bullshit like that one movie.
Yo.
that one show. Like Sopranos.
I think if you go, because the first thing I thought too, I'm like, is this shit staged? But when they said it's resting in his head, I'm like, nah, that can't be no fake shit, man. That shit had to be real.
Message. Uh-oh. Rappers, stop sitting in fucking parked cars waiting for bullets to rattle. Spice won't get better, nigga. Hold your head.
Don't eat spaghetti.
I'm serious.
In car,
no spaghetti. No sitting in parked cars. Yo, whip around the block, man. Drive around the block. Just do the loop. Like you know, you're be in the airplane.
Put that shit in a Ziploc.
Yeah, they need bulletproof baseball hats. That's the new shit.
Yeah,
I there swear to God, go. Bro. Yeah. That's the new. Whoever can come out with it first is gonna be a rich.
50 said it first,
bro.
And 50 could probably
on the first
buy
album.
It.
50 said. Better that than a fucking hole in the head, nigga. For real,
Obi got picked off here in Detroit.
Yeah,
almost.
Them headshots.
And he was on an E-way though. See, I don't even.
That is fucked up. That had been some sniper shit.
Buck, 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 buck.
That's all that was.
Fucking, what was that? Malvo, man. Malvo was behind.
He said Malvo. He's silly, man.
Popping out his truck, aiming at fucking Obi.
Yeah, I'm about to jump into another one, man. This shit right here is Jen K. The name is, right, track is called Closer. My man's out of New York, man. Shit is a banger, bro. Episode 59, baby.
If you purchased this, congratulations. If you got a copy, shame on you. Hottest on the market. Oh! He was meant to be. Mama was a lesbian. Bars pops only one time. She had sex with him. And they used protection and I still came about. Yeah, I ripped through that latex so much to save sex. I was meant to touch y'all verbally. As of right now, you never heard of me. But due to rap's urgency for greatness, 07's gonna be here. The time breaks gate. Shit, I'm coming to invade it. Nigga, I'm a genius. All you real hip-hop heads out there need this. Your leaders been hot since Big had that cleanest, meanest, meanest. He's just levels and levels beyond most. Doesn't matter what coast. Whether you blood or loc, what? Whether you new or old Spanish menudo. When you hear K-Flow, they be mucho more slow. I'm coming for the gold like Albert Pujols. Yeah. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer than it seems. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to Christina Milian is my dream. I'm coming to save the day like Mariano, cause my ribs is touching, I'm far beyond broke. So can someone please call Leo Cole, or call the boss Hov and tell him to throw dough. Tell M, tell Jimmy, tell 50 I sell. Trey already went and signed Puerto Rican Joel. So they're hoping that this sets a trend, let us Puerto Ricans in. Tell Jermaine Dupri that I can write for his youngins. Tell Puffy I can throw bad boy on my back. Yo. But my publisher, he gon' have to come off that. Nigga, I'm from the hood, so I kick the hood music. Tell Kanye it's still all good music. Cause somebody please tell Luda I'm a beast. Yo. Out in every area cold, I disturb the peace. Tell niggas that I'm ready for war. Go tell Jimmy that I'm ready to fall. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer to the scenes. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to Christina Milian is my dream. It's JK, the most certain rookie, and I eat these beats like virgin pussy. God bless me, the devil try to hex me, my life sucks, so I take the gift that God gave me and write stuff, hoping to dream of one day that it might touch a A&R producer or a DJ who sees that. Everything that K got right now, the game need that. Go over my tracks, nigga, give me some feedback. You a hater or a rapper if you just don't see that. What a hater gonna do, what a hater do, hate. And every rapper whack and nice always believe that he great. But let me just state, nigga, I determinate fate. I ain't come up what you came up with. All your new favorites. You 20, you was 5 when I was listening to Kane and shit. KRS, Slick Rick, G-Rap, and Rakim. Through my growth process, I took something from them. Yeah. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer than it seems. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to Christina Milian is my dream.
Damn.
Jesus.
Another banger. It reminds me of 1986.
Hell yeah, we bring you the soulful shit.
I love
delivered
it.
By the
That track
rappers.
Took you back like that?
That track took me back to 1986 in the basement, go outside, get a little tussle.
86.
Get a little scratch on my face.
86,
I can smell it. I can
10?
Smell it. Who, me?
Yeah, 86. 86?
No, I was 7.
Shit.
I was 7.
You was a young.
Yeah, that was back in
the day, for real.
I was getting
you
it in.
You though, man. You What's and fucking up? Marcos, man. Y'all was the two most fightingest motherfuckers I've ever known in my life.
Yo.
You used to fight high
I don't even know
shit?
Why. Man, I used to get in a lot
was
of fights.
Drunk. That's why. Y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
how old were you at this point?
My whole high school.
You were drunk?
Yeah. I was drunk. I was drunk from fucking 1993 until to be determined. Shit.
You ain't never lied, dog. Lancing you in high school, yeah. Yo, that's all there is to do.
Yeah. It's not enough bitches, but it's way more than enough bitches. That was the problem. So you get niggas catch an attitude for no reason just because, you know, LL Cool P. I don't even need to say it. You know what it is. So what I'm saying is, you know, so then it's too small. I mean, all it is another. The next time you see a dude, it's just another opportunity to vent your frustrations with. They're taking all the booty.
So you guys are just fucking go out and getting fights for no fucking reason.
That's Dubs Cats, yo. Him and Marco.
My dude. South the lows.
The peaceful type.
Yeah.
We show up. You had homeroom, right?
Right.
Everybody congregate and see who mama ain't home.
Yeah.
And then the mamas ain't home.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. Then it's like, okay, now who got the 20 sack? You got that? All right. Now it's time to roll to the store, get you your sticks, and then you grab a couple breezies with you to hopefully go to whatever house you was going to, and you call it a day, bro.
To make a mattress.
Set up shop. Hell yeah.
Mattress spring break.
You set up fucking shop all day, and then the best shit is coming back to school when you was drunk or high. That's the best.
Speaking of which, one time me and Marcos, my dude, the same thing, man. We drank from like, I'm talking about, you know, 7:15, 8:15, something like that. Immediately went to the chill spot. Started just downing drink. I think we went through like a 24 pack and like a pint or something.
Jesus.
A couple pints.
We
decided this. Yo, you want to hoop? Yeah, man, let's go hoop. All right, I got gym next hour. We can make it back. Let's go. Man, we went back. Man, your boy Fro, don't know. He I don't always know how to act. I'm not even going to lie. Went back, gym class. I had dudes in my gym class, and then the girls was over on the other side of the gym. My black ass decided that they needed to see my Jimmy.
Oh, good lord. Just right there, you just...
Yeah, I was like, you know, hey, ladies!
Fucking...
Come on!
But Jesus Christ.
And so, you know, it went down, and it was... Yeah, it was. It was. I was trying to do that on them. So, it was...
He said on them.
You know, that's pretty much...
So you guys used to fucking get drunk and high at school and shit?
Yeah. Now, going back to school high wasn't as fun as going back drunk.
Yeah, drunk, you know.
You go back drunk, dog, that shit was just...
Man, you guys didn't have teachers checking you like, dude, your eyes look a little funny to me.
Nah, that's high, but if you go back drunk, they really couldn't tell.
Right, eyes start sagging and
shit. I was a misfit anyway.
Damn.
So for me to come in the room and be like, what up, bitches? It wasn't really no big deal. But if I come in, my eyes is all oriental.
Oh,
message. Oriental is not the proper term.
Fuck you, man.
This
correct
has been
term
a test.
Is Asian. Yes.
So yeah, you come in there with your eyes all chinky and stuff, and they will know. But you come in there just, you know.
Yeah.
See, I remember I used to skip school with my dirty motherfucking friends, man. We go to my friends' houses and we just take shit from their houses.
What you mean?
Like we go over to
that's a white people thing, like, man.
We did, man. We used to go to we go over to this dude's house and then
what you mean, steal or you talking about?
Yeah, I can.
It'd be
out.
Funny shit like the little piggy bank or something.
Hell yeah,
you'd steal that shit, wouldn't you?
I'll tell you some shit right now. I remember it was like five of us when we were skipping school at this dude's house. And I don't even remember what the fuck we were doing. We were drinking and shit, but then you know playing Nintendo, doing absolutely fucking nothing.
Right.
Dude walks out. Dude walks out from like 10 minutes. We go to his parents' room and start rifling through. We pull so many fucking like collector's coins and shit, just pockets of them motherfuckers, man. We thought we were going to be
Goonies.
Rich. We ended up throwing them bitches out, man.
You guys are Goonies for a minute.
Seriously,
that's
man.
That's the other shit, too, man. You be at the parents' house, though. You go to their liquor stash.
Yeah.
You ever drink their vodka and then put water in it afterwards to fill that shit back up?
No, man. That's mean.
I've also,
I've
also thrown a basketball. Damn, I shouldn't even bust myself out. I've thrown a basketball full speed at the whole liquor cabinet after drinking. It was like, yo, it was way far beyond return. There was no water could pour into the liquor cabinet.
To replace it.
So it was like, yo, we're just going to say that it was an accident and we broke out of liquor. We didn't mean to. This is a basketball's
That's hot, though. Evidence. That's it.
Bang! Yeah.
See, you motherfuckers always had somewhere to go.
Good idea.
Every time you skip.
Between everybody,
we're not hobos, man.
Between everybody, man, somebody's parents was always gone, though.
Really?
The only problem, bro, is, man, I ain't going to never forget, man, shout out to a homeboy, Randy. Randy's mom used to sell real estate, right? So she'd be come and go. Usually she'd be gone. But every now and then, she might forget some paper on a listing or some shit. So she would come back home. Oh, man, she caught us at the crib, blunted a couple times.
Oh, shit.
And she knew my mom's and shit. So it was always like, does your mother know you're here? And I'm like, she know I don't go to school.
classic.
She might not know I'm here, but she
knows I'm not at school.
Yeah, she knows I'm not there.
That's that shit we were talking about. It'd be like, you fucking, we used to skip school at this place called Kersley Park in the Bowl. It was called the Bowl. And we go and skip there, and the fucking truancy police would come through and bust our ass. Oh, and it was like, you could take back to school, and they'll fucking suspend your ass for 3 days. You'd be like, thank you.
See, we didn't have that. We weren't up on the truancy police game.
Oh, shit.
Like you were over there.
Yeah, truancy shit ain't come around until later Rockville. In Lansing, man. Now they got that shit, but yeah, back in the
Rockville,
day.
Rockville, you needed a truancy police. We didn't need it back then. I mean, needed it, but we didn't have it.
Hey, to keep y'all motherfuckers from killing each other, man. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
We needed a sex education teacher to show niggas how to wear rubbers.
Hell yeah.
That was all we need. We didn't need no truancy.
Stop making babies. You don't have to come to school. Just stop making so many fucking babies.
Hell yeah,
do you
man.
Want to tell your kid you were conceived in the backseat of a 88 Cavalier? With tinted windows and dubs on it?
They didn't have dubs. That bitch was fucking 100 spoke wire wheels.
Yeah, 100 spoke 12 inch rims.
Or was it the fuck? Was it LA's with the eagles on them?
Yeah,
LA wires was the shit, bro. Yeah. I had a pair for real.
Yeah, you did. I remember that shit.
That was hard. I remember that.
Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the old school, baby. Yeah, we about to get into this problematics, man. Speaking of speaking of old school, they got my homeboy Master Ace on his cut, man. Taking it way back, man. They out of Massachusetts, man. Episode 59.
Yeah.
You
know,
they're 50
so
cousins.
I want to clear the air and let you all know what time of day it really is. And it goes a little something like this.
This is it. What? This is it. Why?
This is it.
It's time for you to recognize the real.
Master Ace, problematics. It hurts me to see the game in such chaos. Rap can't find its way. It's gonna stay lost. Radio DJs wait around for the payoff. Play this song and they day off. It's so funny. That's the reason my car radio stay off. My career is now in the playoffs. I must win. It hurts me to watch the BET Awards. I don't understand the applause. What you clapping for? And then I ask myself, what you rapping for? As soon as I figure it out, I'll get back to y'all. It hurts me to know after all this time, I can still write a flawless rhyme, but it don't matter. You won't hear me on that 9-to-1 slot, spitting rap sweet like gumdrops. A rap about crack sales and gunshots. So all y'all come quiet, get your sunblock, cause sun's hot.
See, I know this y'all can't flow at all. Tossing money in the sky in slow motion in your videos while you showing off. But the truth is, the money and nice cars, you rented it. Your style's whack, you can't even flow in complete sentences. Not pretending, kid, bring your squad, cause your next instrument's gonna be your magic wand when I turn you cats into princesses. Mainstream pretty boys think your rapping is hot. Your music's hurting, I heard better sound out of Jack in the Box.
I hear the lies in your rhymes in it. To see the same scenes in this tainted mainstream, I feel disgraced every time in it. To hear the cries, cause the fortunate fame leads to, I heard hip-hop say,
But she ain't died, just buried alive. Underground where we shine and steady carry the fire.
Yo, our show is like a Baptist revival. People fainting in the aisles, carried out, but returning with a smile. You should chill with all that slanderous speech. Most MCs is telling lies like the commander in chief. We aiming for much more than just the jam of the week. So I don't even pay attention when the panelists speak. It's the sound, came too far to hold out now. And can't stop till we throw down for sold out crowds. Up the stake, man, I'm trying to drill the whole damn cow. Jam out loud and teach my son to stand out proud. Watch how this shit pan out across the states. Your DJ and mine ain't even in the same crates. Problematics are the squad that you hope to be like. I lost more notebooks than you wrote in your life. I'm just as hype with a broken mic. You cats are as bright as a broken light. Couldn't shine at a high school open mic.
Houston, we got issues. Listen, missing the meaning, the depth of definition. This is the message repeating. Needing immediate healing. Media's teaching our children, our leaders are villains. And still, we keep instilling this killing and drug dealing. Some of you feeling it, thinking it's real. When all is revealed, puppetry like shadowbox stealers. Rallying fearless, appearances are merely concealing. Man in the mirror is who you make it, hoping you hear this.
I hear the lies in your rhymes in it. To see the same scenes in this tainted mainstream. I feel disgraced every time in it. To hear the cries.
Ask the father to your style. He ain't mad, just disappointed. Don't say you learned it from dad. Sonny, pick your choices. Rappers are to burn they pads. Say you just enjoy it. Snap music, cats is stupid. What you spit is poison. Just don't work like Muslims who chew pork. That's blasphemy like chicken noodle soup in New York. I'm a chef, rap from scratch, y'all can order out. Problematics, master ace, back to the slaughterhouse.
My nerves stretch from POs and herb tests. DJs who turn CD decks and earn checks. And it hurts, worse yet it makes this music worth less. Admitting that your garbage is really the first step. And just like Big Worm with this perm press, it's the principality, we don't believe you burst text. All this cliche hip-hop's dead talk's confusing me. Like cold-blooded murderers speaking at the eulogy. Right. I hear the lies in your rhymes in it. See the same scenes in this tainted mainstream. I feel disgraced every time in it. To hear the cries. Cause the fortunate fame leads to, I heard hip hop say. But she ain't died, just buried alive. Underground where we shine and steady carry the fire.
It's time for you to recognize the real.
Yes, yes. Woo. The message. Listen to the fucking man. Words of that song. The message.
Problem Addicts, man. Go to myspace.com/theproblemaddicts, man. They're coming out of Massachusetts. DJ Theory on that track right there, man. The name of that track was Hurtin', featuring Master Ace. What y'all know about Master Ace?
Rewind that shit.
I
fucking listen to it.
Roll.
I
love that.
That's right.
Shit,
oh, yeah, that's
check
right.
Check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. That shit.
Master, yeah, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Master Ace. He produced a beat?
No, he was featured on that joint.
Man,
that's the dude.
I had to step out the room for a minute. I come back. Y'all done played Master Ace. We was just talking about high school.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yo, it's an old school motherfucking episode.
Hell yeah,
I dig it. I dig it.
Definitely, man. I hope y'all feeling that balance out there, too, man. We keeping shit well-rounded for y'all, man. Not trying to label nothing, but if you listening to the music of this show, touching on all bases, man.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Oh, everything. What you? What? Whoa, hey.
I know.
Hey. What's that about, man? Jesus.
Oh, Mr. Track Picker.
Yeah,
I don't like
Picker. If you'll notice, everybody, I made it nice and well-rounded for you.
Nah.
Listen closely now.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah, you're an asshole.
Didn't we say that was our thing going forward, right? Was to get balanced?
No,
was
you're
two
right.
Two things
you're
we were
right.
going to do every right. episode. It was going right. to be balanced, and until Joe Buttons drops an album, I'm talking about him because he's a nut.
Hell yeah, man.
And I want to speak to him. Mac, get him on the line.
He's saying like that. He's like, I want to speak to him.
Get him on the line immediately. myspace.com/something. Get at him. I want him on the line immediately.
Buttons,
you
man.
Get at him. Hey, Joe Buttons.
I would love to
love your
Buttons,
music.
Man. That's the dude.
Love your music.
Yeah, yeah.
That MM3 yeah. is banging.
Yeah, it is
for sure.
Shit is fire. I can't believe yeah. he never got another album off Def Jam, but that's another fucking story.
Is he done? Is he?
No,
he's
no,
off.
He's shopping.
He said he's 99.96% off.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go.
And that's it. Because now the jig is gone. That probably opened yeah. a little bit of a crack to go back. But fuck.
He threw MM3 out there a little prematurely. Maybe should have maybe waited until he's all the way maybe. Off. You know,
like if Jay was heading slower. Out the door, that was the foot in his ass on the way out. You know right, what I'm right. saying? It's like you take that with you on your way out the door.
See, I want to know how the Earth Rap kids, the De La Soul fans and shit, think of Joe Budden. Because I mean, those dudes were saying that American Gangster was all right. I wonder what they think of Joe Budden.
Budden is gritty though, man. His first album to me, honestly, if you had the self-titled joint, he had some commercial shit on there, and you could tell. To me, that was like the shit that was forced on him. Like, you gotta do this for the club.
Let's make this money.
You gotta do this for these bitches. To me, the Move Music series, that's Joe in the flesh. That's, you know, what he would like to bring every time out.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think Joe can relate to everybody, man. I think street cats get Joe. I think backpack cats appreciate Joe because he's a fucking lyricist, so you gotta appreciate the words.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Call us 888
The Hype.
Yeah.
That's and no matter what happens, don't let me see your ass on MySpace. I mean, on YouTube, down in your fans, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ghostface.
Ghost was going
Was he? I didn't even watch that video.
He was getting at his MySpace fans.
Oh, he was telling them to buy a CD.
Downloading his shit.
Yeah. He said, I thought you loved me, man. I thought you loved me.
I mean, what?
But I feel him. I mean, yeah.
I know, but
I mean,
don't
he put out
do
a solid
that.
Album, too.
Don't do that. Come on. Just keep it funky. Come on.
He put out a solid album.
Come on. Yeah. It was a solid album. I'm not. No, that wasn't a come on. Come on for that. That was just. Come on. Don't do that.
Oops, my bad.
Come on. That's it.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I feel you don't want to come off like you're begging.
Yeah.
Like, buy my CD, please. That's not right.
I thought you loved me,
don't
man.
Don't do that to me. Yeah, nah, I hear you, but. Yeah, when you put your heart into some shit, and it is a good album, man. It's,
it is.
It's a banger, but, you know.
We talking about it right now.
What was his first week? 35. I mean, disappointing. Yeah. Wasn't what it should have been.
It wasn't.
Well,
it didn't match the music.
Think about it, though. He came off of the fucking Woo album. Yeah, I mean, he should have launched before now, in retrospect.
That's true.
Because that Woo album was like, all right, well, if he's going to sound like that, fuck that CD.
Yeah, but he on a whole totally different shit. And on some other hip-hop shit, man, the XXL dropped their 10-year anniversary issue, man, and it's a big issue. What you laughing about, dude?
I don't know what.
Spit it out.
I don't know.
Fucker.
You want to talk about Benzino the chocolate muncher, don't you? When's the last time? Have you ever went back and watched him? His porn?
Nah, I'm good.
Good.
I don't want to see it.
Come on, you got dreams.
He's asking because this motherfucker watched it.
Man.
Nothing about that.
I know it. You did.
Every time,
I got to see the ass eating shot again. Hold on. I got to see that one more time.
Eat the ass. Shut up.
Gross.
You're an asshole.
But no, on the XXL shit, though, man, they had the fucking top 100 things that happened over the past 10 years. That's a long ass span.
Hell yeah.
Of time. And they number one thing. Was Curtis signing to Shady Aftermath?
What?
See,
that's their most relevant event.
It could have been.
What?
It could have way more been like a, I mean, Big or Pac, somebody getting shot or something like that. It could have been.
See, I was outraged at first, but then only 10 years though, so Pac was already dead.
That's 12 years.
Still,
Come on.
That's what I said. 11. Now, to me, they had some other events in their top five. To me, which was more relevant? Honestly, number four on their list was the Rockefeller breakup. When, you know, Jay-Z doing the shit, you know, taking Rockefeller, kind of snatching it out from under Dame and Biggs and running with it and then taking over the presidency. To me,
that was wild.
When that happened, that was a big-ass event.
Jay taking over Def Jam?
Yeah. Jay taking over Def Jam and the breakup of him and Dame.
Right.
Yeah. That was huge.
Defying reality because diamonds aren't forever.
Yeah. See, I didn't think the Rock thing was as big as seeing Jay take over Def Jam, to me. Rock thing was like, I didn't even, honestly,
They had the two things linked together.
Oh, okay.
It was like the both events kind of, because it happened at the same time. Right. To me, that was bigger than 50 getting signed.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. An actual artist taking control of the biggest hip-hop label out there?
That number two was kind of flaky to me, too, man. The number two was Jay-Z at the Summer Jam, where the one where he brought Michael Jackson out with him.
Is that the same time he bring out the
pictures
of Prodigy and
I think that was that. That was a big Summer Jam. Maybe that's a New York thing. Maybe that's something
that's what pisses me off.
What's that?
Why is it gotta be a fucking New York thing? Yeah, There's so many things where people use shit in context in New York. You'd be like, what the fuck are they talking about? It's like their inside little fucking joke. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
But they're their own world, though, really. But
that's what pisses
me off. That's the shit, though, to me, from being a Midwest cat. I'm like, okay, Jay did the Summer Jam. Fuck, I wasn't there. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I mean, shit, I read about it. It sounded like it was some hot
I got
shit,
on the internet and found the ballerina Pete pictures. And, all right, that was great.
Hell yeah. That's the same one where Pete. That's the same one where he did the shit with Nas, too, right? Where he kicked off the shit that,
and went in.
Yeah, where he went in on Nas.
Pause.
Pause.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was a big event, but just 50 number one, I just,
that
I can't
is bullshit.
See that.
But what was the ripples of that? I mean, the ripples of that was short-lived, really, over these 10 years.
Yeah, that's
man.
What they tried to say. They said the game, that signing changed the game as we know it.
What? How?
I was going to say, if you're going to say it changed the game for the worst,
explain.
I agree with that.
Is that what they're saying? No. Or they didn't say
they were just saying impact as a whole.
Oh, fuck that.
They said it changed the whole, it took gangster music, I guess, made it more mainstream. They said the whole beef with him, basically they said it got to the point, and this I can agree with. For a little while there, it was like either you roll with 50 or you get crushed.
Yep.
And it was like that for a minute.
He had it
and
moving.
You saw a couple yeah. people get run the fuck over.
Mm-hmm. It's still
Ja Rule and some, you know, a couple
man,
other cats got it bad. Yeah.
The whole ink.
Now it's just he's just doing it to his own crew these days.
With touches on the next shit. But, man, what's up with Young Buck, dog?
Man.
Young Buck. Buck making moves. You see the new album ain't even on G Unit?
Uh-uh. He I didn't even know he was dropping a new album.
Yeah. You ain't heard the track? It's called The NY?
Uh-uh.
Where he basically speaking on how he sold up New York City. Now, what's
no, it's
that
called New York City. It's called New York City. New York City.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But, it's crazy. Because, I mean, the whole song, to me, I didn't really get the meaning of it. I like the track. It's hot. Right. But I'm like, damn, why is Buck talking about how he sold up New York City? He basically just making it like he good in New York City regardless. And so, then he come out in his interview and says, I'm not waiting on Curtis. He's like, you know, he ain't calling Curtis. I said, I'm not waiting on 50. He said, I've never been the type to sit and wait for my CEO.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Fuck it.
And then the last thing.
I'm not
this,
mad.
Then at the same sentence, he said, I still respect the hell out of 50. We're mm-hmm. cool. We just don't communicate like we used to. Yeah. And then he says, I'm down to do a song with Game.
Ooh. So we already know what's coming.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh,
we know what's coming.
Buck, are you bipolar? Because you just went all over the world with that.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But
he
love Buck, though. Buck, my favorite.
No, for sure. But I mean, that all them things right there don't, that, you know.
It's
say
a,
what you mean.
All
mean
over
what
the
you
map.
Say. Like, yeah. You know, just go ahead. Let's see.
Yeah, when you sign a G, how do you even drop an album on another situation? I don't know how he pulled that off.
Right.
I don't mixtape.
It's
good
a
lawyers.
Album,
a good team of lawyers.
Yes, sir. That's
you know what I'm saying.
Gotta be
yes,
what it
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Clap them.
Get
that
one
way.
On the team immediately.
Clap them both ways, man. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Hey,
man. Hate.
I think that it is ironic. That 50
damn, you all right?
Hasn't been doing anything. Oh man.
Yeah.
Don't even give me
oh
started.
No, he dropped a track, man. I've been seeing the fucking
Wait,
blog sucking
he ain't
him
been,
off.
Oh yeah, yeah. He dropped this thing. You ain't crazy.
I didn't hear
that
it
was
though.
Straight off of the teeth fix up thing. You know what the nigga fixes his teeth up, right?
Hell yeah, for the
yeah,
fucking
yeah. Finally.
Movies.
Who
fixes teeth?
50.
You didn't see that shit? Motherfucker veneered this shit.
Them motherfuckers
up.
Is glistening.
Why?
I got $100,000 smile.
And he even got a grill.
That dude
let Cameron
has
get to him, man. That shit hurt his feelings.
Oh, with the fucking
gorilla
picture.
With rabbit teeth, and that shit got to him.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh,
hey,
shit,
Nas fixed
it. That
you ain't talk shit about him. Why you talking shit about 50? If Nas chipped the, you know, fixed the chipped tooth,
has he?
Yeah,
he fixed
I ain't
it.
Noticed that.
He fixed it. I think he actually fixed it, and then like. It maybe broke off. I don't know how
you
that goes,
with
man.
The fuck is what
I got a $100,000 grill, man. I don't even be paying
entertainment
attention.
Industry. Fuck them.
Oh yeah, that's Hollywood shit, man. Fuck that, man. Anyways, man, we about to get into this baby Sham. I know y'all remember my man, out of Flip Mode Squad. This shit right here is for the females, man, but it's well put together, man. I'm digging it. Episode 59.
Now I want you to lead me to the bank and work that for me. I'm rocking 100 stacks, baby. Get that money and flip it in all places and take that from me. Now what you know about that boy, yeah? Caught a little eye contact through the mirrors all in here. I seen how you gave me the stare and my wrist so bright. And when I waved at you, it looked like road flares. This here is a perfect match, and all I ask from you is really not to get your boy attached. But how's that when you move it like that? So what you go by? What's your tag name if it wasn't the sky? Would I had a chance if I would've passed you by? Somewhere out on the streets, knowing I'm a flashy guy. I know you get these type of compliments all at one time. To be honest with you, baby, look, I'm one of a kind. I'm only here to see you, damn, I love how you shine.
Oh, champagne,
had the bubble
trouble, but she kept me in trouble. When Lisa was a teaser, Dave expired on a visa, and Lexus was the best. And when she do, when she sex and exotic was more erotic, she was searching for a blessing. Now let us talk about Escalade, cause she was a ready pay. She did it for the fun to see niggas crave. That was a habit, she was furthermore established. And Porsche had a daughter by a dude that don't support her. She more than a dime, I give her the limit of four quarters. And China shows a vagina if you're looking like a lawyer. Asia, Joe Frazier, cause you never wanna pay her. She knows she ain't got a body, so she looking for a favor. I'm heading straight to the bar, then who I see next? Big Mom Sherry, always want me to touch her breast. Wasn't working the post supply, she was completely dressed. Had to turn to the DJ, like send out the club's
baby,
best.
Oh, baby, champagne,
let me know, strip is better than this. You fulfilling their fantasies, how you moving the sick. When you done with working your hours, meet me close by the whip. Let me show you a different life that I force you to quit. I ain't stopping you from your money, but it's hard to resist. I ain't no cap to save a hoe, but you far from that list. It got me all up in this back room, showing me tricks. It got my mouth wide open, champagne, I sip.
Get it?
Right there, make you want to put
with
the.
This? Oh, that nigga said, "Gentlemen's Club." We don't say "Gentlemen's Club" in the hip hop industry.
Pussy music.
But.
Listen,
that song make you want to make me want to put the tripod up. see what's crack.
What's going on? He said the tripod. We got snacks,
food, man.
Wow. Stop.
Oh yeah, this is a good, great move.
Oh hell no!
All right,
we got animals.
Oh.
Oh shit, it's a zoo in this bitch. It's a zoo.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, yes. So your yes, big story this week, man, right out of Detroit.
Kwame.
Fucking Kwame Kilpatrick, man. What is wrong with Kwame's black
Kwame.
Ass?
Kwame.
The hip hop mayor, dog, to me, dog, it looked like it's a wrap for that dude, man. I don't know how he's
going to
get
Yo,
up.
He's going to jail.
You think so?
He is going to jail. Here's the thing.
Bye-bye.
Come on.
How's he going to jail? Tell me.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
What?
People, delete. Like, every once in a while, just wipe your phone. Just lose it. Go get your insurance.
Yeah, no, but he
didn't. Because he under oath said... I did not. We had a professional. Him and her, they both going to jail. Depending
yeah,
on
Verizon
who
released
lawyer.
That shit though. It wasn't them. It
yeah,
was
it wasn't him. He deleted this shit.
Yeah, the
what
fucking
a,
phone
what
company.
What it is, and where he was stupid as fuck is because those were city phones. They paid for that
yep.
shit, so that shit was admissible.
Right.
If it was his own personal
okay,
phone,
okay,
they
okay.
probably wouldn't have been able to get it.
All right, I missed that. I misunderstood that part.
So that nigga,
he's going to jail.
Yeah,
yeah
he's
going
to have probation.
Man, he is the most foul motherfucker we've ever had in office.
And Kwame, yo, his pillow talk game is kind of soft.
What you mean?
Did you read
like,
that shit?
What
like,
you mean?
Like, I missed the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
Where your head lay gently in my arm.
Oh my god!
I was like, oh
yo,
wow.
He's, no.
The
no.
Bitch is
Here's
ugly.
What it is. He's the hip hop mayor.
He was writing a song. He was writing the R&B.
The R&B mayor.
Jesus Christ, that pussy had him all fucked up.
And anyway, and she looks like a piece of shit.
She had horse face, long face.
So she's not hot.
No.
At all.
Nope.
Nah. I don't know what his wife looked like, though. I ain't seen the wife yet, so.
And then you see what this motherfucker did after he got busted for this. The news is all over his ass about money, $9 million in legal fees.
Where's the message shit? Message. This is the real truth of the shit. We're not talking about the motherfucker. I don't care if he's cheating. I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker cost the city of Detroit, one of the brokest motherfucking cities in the country, $9 million
in
off
his
personal
shit. In one of the most brokest states.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
$9 million on his personal bull. Sorry, dog.
No doubt. Fuck him.
That's bullshit, man. Kwame need to get the fuck out of Dodge.
To jail. Do I really want to spend $9 million just to find out another dude is getting some ass? I don't give a shit.
Exactly. But that's the thing.
But what it was, they've been trying to... lying for so long. So then once it got to that point, they pressed the issue. Because they're like, you know what, man? We got this motherfucker. Right. So they rolled it all the way out.
You know how this...
Damn, man, this motherfucker! Yo! What's up? A bitch, right?
Yeah.
Can't you fuck her in the city of Detroit to at least keep a little money in the city? Yeah. This motherfucker took the bitch to the burbs.
Oh, no.
Madison Heights, baby.
He fucking her in Madison Heights.
They got, like, those 100
Oakland
thread
County,
sheets.
Man. Fuck her at the MGM. Shit, the MGM is sweet. Take the bitch to the MGM, man.
Oh, shit.
Dog. Kwame is on that bullshit, bro.
Yeah, and then...
What's that?
Fuck. I had a point, and I forgot.
Yeah, man.
Did they want him to quit, or are they just trying to get him to go to jail?
This is the shit. This is What's the shit up? That's fucking pissing me off.
What's up?
He came in to the fucking office,
Mm-hmm.
First term, second term.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's hip-hop mayor. He is the hip-hop mayor.
The hip-cool motherfucker.
The fucking hip-hop mayor. Yeah. And now, you know what's going to happen? Hip-hop did it. Like Ice Cube said, hip-hop made me do it.
I didn't even think about that hip-hop. Angle. If they go that route with it, I'm going to get pissed the fuck off, man.
Imus is going to call him a nappy head.
Everybody's going to be saying that shit is hip-hop. Yeah. That's what happens when you fuck with hip-hop.
The thing is, the worst part is you actually got people from Detroit that tried to defend this dude. People said they voted for him and they would vote for him again.
Yeah.
And I'm just
Which is bullshit. That's ignorant shit.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's that nuts, man. That shit... makes no sense whatsoever. But
some fucking music.
What's that?
Want to get in some music?
Nah, not yet, man. Oh, okay. I want to talk about The Wire real quick, bro.
Speaking of corrupt mayors, let's talk about The Wire.
Heck yeah, The Wire season 5 is on fire.
Caught all of them yet?
Yeah, I've seen them all. I'm ahead of the game, dude. I'll tell you what, I'm up on the show that's coming out tomorrow.
Right.
I'm not sure how, when we gonna get this show out, Mac.
I don't know, man. I
want to spoil it for somebody.
I haven't seen it yet.
R.I.P. Prop Joe. So
if
y'all ain't seen it yet,
fucker.
The show get out on time, y'all gonna be pissed off.
Let it burn, bitches.
Yeah,
Prop Joe
is a done fucking deal, bro. But no, just the whole show, the way they've been doing it, man. I'm loving it, man.
I should wait till after Sunday to drop this one.
Yeah, nah, we should put it out tomorrow.
Why?
Just to piss some people off. Seriously, man. But Snoop and Chris is as ruthless as ever, man.
Yeah.
You been keeping up for or no?
No, I'm like 2 episodes behind right now.
All right, okay.
I had things going on.
Yeah, I hear you. But shit, where you at, Matt?
I'm fucking right where you fucking ruined the last episode for me. Thank you very much. Because it hasn't come up on my Comcast yet. Motherfuckers are talking about, it comes up a year week in advance, and I haven't got that shit yet.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You saw the episode, though, with Michael where... where he went to the fucking amusement park and they was messing with the white chick.
Yeah.
That shit was funny. And I'm glad, though, because Michael ain't all the way corrupt yet. He's still showing signs of being a regular kid.
I don't know, man. Dookie's going to get in trouble.
You think so?
People are going to call him a little house bitch.
I'll tell you the preview, though. He was showing Dookie how to bust gun.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
shit.
So that's coming up. Your boy McNulty's a fucking nutcase.
I like McNulty.
That's the dude. He's banging a chick on the trunk. Outdoors.
Flashing his badge.
Flashing his badge. That shit is hot.
Oh, man.
Fucking Marlo. Man, the motherfucker got to go, man. They killed my blind dude.
Yeah.
That wasn't right. That's my man Omar's mentor. Now Omar's back in B-more.
Is he back in town in this last episode?
Yeah, he's back.
I
better quit
killing?
Spoiling for somebody trying to kill me.
Fuck man.
Yeah, they're going to be
Don't get
up.
Mad. Fuckers. Don't get mad.
But shit, we about to hit the 6th and final track, man. This shit right here is Link. It's called Carolina. Carolina, stand the fuck up, man. This shit is an anthem for y'all, man. This shit is killing them. Episode 59, baby. Shit.
West Carolina, you know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away. Carolina, West Carolina, you know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away.
Nigga, cause I'm banging your brain. If your chick hot, nigga, then I'm banging your dame. We about to put some stuff in the game. Carolina was hot before, and that boy, we covered in flames. When I pull up in this bitch, you see me watch out before you catch a knockout. This party about to clock out, damn, that's how I'm living. Crunk, get it, crunk, spit it, crunk. If you want a piece of shit, come on and get it, punk.
Fellow Carolinians,
yeah, you need to show 'em how we roll. Cock back and squeeze and let that motherfucker go. We don't need nothing but bitches' cups, fill it up. Man, I love this shit right here, boy. You need to get it up. Listen, man, something really been missing. I'm hotter than kitchens, cooking pigeons. I'm sizzling, bitches be drooling and drizzling. Get your hands up, either get up or get out. But boy, you better watch your mouth.
Where you from? Carolina, oh, West Carolina. You know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away. Carolina, oh, West Carolina. You know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away.
Look, I'm sorta like a captain slash general, man in the minimum. Bail my niggas out of jail, so they say I'm a criminal. But shit, it's been a long time coming. Me and Kane, both of us thinking the same damn thing. You heard me? Carolina down and dirty. Man, that clip that I got holds rounds of 30. Yeah, who the illest in the game? I killed them. Most niggas rapping suck like they name is Hilton. Man, I pity you fools like 18. If I spend my money that night, I'm using my day cream. I'm a boss, say I'm a boss. All you gotta do is come near where I grew up, and a day you'll be lost. You perpetrators turning haters, I'm serving you suckers like waiters. I'm hot, boy, them niggas saw like now and latest. Hit the block, boy, 10.5 seconds, I'm gone. If you pop a shit, in 0.5 seconds, it's on, nigga.
Carolina, oh, West Carolina, you know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away. Carolina, oh, West Carolina, you know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away.
Yo, you really need some metaphors? Here, cause poof, I deal them. Carolina's accurate, sharp, shoot your feelings. Man, the lyrics that I come with is uncontested. And the voice, try to copy, leave your lungs congested. I'm a beast, you know it, hot damn. I'm leaving them scattered, covered and smothered. We the South, man, and niggas know when they love it. Put their ass near the back of the trunk. Turn the bass up on the niggas, make their galaxy jump. I don't play, see, I'm sorta like a coachless boss. Spitting silence on them niggas, they hold focus on. Carolina, we gon' put the fucking change in the game. If you cover up your head, we gon' aim at your frame. We got a long list of niggas, so they better watch out. Put my boot up in their ass, make them sweat out their mouth. I'm the newest fucking thing in the South, it's crunch time. Think I'll take the rest of the day off, here go your punchline.
Where you from? Carolina, oh, West Carolina. You know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away. Carolina, oh, West Carolina, you know I'm getting ready to blow somebody away. I'ma blow them away.
Damn.
That's that shit right there, dog.
I ain't even from Carolina. I just want to fucking bump it.
But I'm standing up, you dig?
Dog, that's that shit. That's an anthem for your ass right there, man. North Carolina, stand the fuck up, man. Mm-hmm. My man's coming out of Raleigh. Check him out at myspace.com/LNK to rap. I got to hit up Baby Sham shit, too. myspace.com/BabySam. Baby Sham for first. And you know he out of New York. I look at the label. It says, was Flip Mode. What's that all about?
I don't know, man. No, that's the reason he submitted it. He's indie. He ain't even out Flip Mode.
Definitely. And then, my man Link, is the album is called Our Word is Law. Man, I want to peep out the album now, man. That dude got me fucking interested.
Who's that?
Link.
Oh,
Link. That Carolina shit.
Kane.
I dig it.
Kane.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. I saw the producer Kane, and that was the cat from Miami. So I'm wondering.
Remember that shit for Kane on the beat? Red, black, and white. Shit. What the fuck was that? Who was that?
Oh, hold on. That's, and black that, and black is and that white Thad Williams? That's Thad Williams.
I wonder if the same dude Kane
could be.
Because
Thad is from.
I don't remember where he was from.
He's from that same region. I always say Virginia.
Okay.
But he's from somewhere over there. South Carolina, Virginia, one of them states, man.
But sorry. I should know.
Yeah, we off.
We're going to have to stop talking about that because I want to talk about Summer Walker.
Yes. Come on. Did you see the videos?
Dude. How many times?
Oh my goodness.
Fucking A.
Now hold on.
Hold on. That shit was funny.
Can I get a witness for Summer being the coldest out right now?
Hey, Jesus.
Huh? I got one from J-Man.
Church.
Better than Vita.
Oh. Negative. Never.
What? Seriously? Never.
All right.
Dude, you are crazy.
Come on. Let's just be serious.
Did you see?
You just have to calm down. Just relax.
Both videos.
Come back. Come on now.
No,
bring,
seriously.
Bring it back. Reel it back.
See,
reel it back.
Okay.
Yeah. Summer Walker is ridiculous. Okay. And I have nothing bad to talk about her.
Especially Vita.
I can't even really put her down.
Right now?
Vita needs to get her eye fixed. Like, mm-hmm. 50 got his teeth fixed.
Yeah. Eye fixed and then
I'll be
just
happier.
Her face.
She's fucked up.
Yeah. She ain't been looking
like,
right lately.
I like the crooked eye. That shit was hot.
She looked like a slut.
All hell, Summer Walker is the new queen. Hell yeah. God damn it. But yeah, so man. While we were talking about Summer.
I got a message.
Go ahead.
Message.
Summer Walker's ass in the last fucking video.
It's called Breakfast. I don't even know the rapper. He ain't
who
even
cares?
Relevant.
Yeah. Sorry. Submit music.
And no one
and then
cares
we'll
about
listen.
Him.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That made me a fan. After seeing that made me a fan. I mean, I used to have issues with the chick's face. I'll be honest.
Which
we talked about that. She has weird angles.
Yeah.
Some of her camera angles be off.
See her in real life movement?
Yes.
Nope,
you see
done.
Her on video
it's
walking and talking?
Deal.
Yeah, she is...
It's a done deal.
Walking and talking like a human
deliciousness.
Being?
Deliciousness.
Wow, that's amazing, Summer.
But now we come to the question, dog. The question is,
what's up?
When J-Mac was talking to one of his boys, no. Why is some white dudes
what up, J-Crew?
Scared
fuck.
Of the ass?
J-Crew.
Why?
Why be scared of
what
the ass,
with a name
ass,
like J-Crew, he's supposed to be kind of cool.
Yeah, the whole, you know, it ain't no fun and all that. He should be with all this.
Yeah, now, if your name, like, if since you scared of ass, take the J-Crew off. I don't, what's his real name?
Be Jeff
Jason.
Cruz.
Jacob.
Jason.
Jason Cruz.
Wow.
Jeff. Jerry.
Jeff. Yeah. Jason. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I don't give a fuck. Don't be scared of the arse.
Jebediah. Something. You gotta change your name.
No, yeah. Jay, this is where I'm calling you out, dude, because honestly.
Jay Crew cut.
His words, she's too thick for my taste. What's that mean?
I know. Are you?
Look, he's perplexed. This motherfucker's got the most puzzled
it's
look
weird.
I've ever seen.
That's weird.
Now, don't get me wrong, man, because on some of these.
I'm just gonna be straight up, get my work voice on. That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because on some of these, you know, model videos, y'all know y'all seen them. Now, I've seen chicks that have too much ass.
Yeah.
You've seen them. I've,
actually,
some,
Esther in comparison.
Where it
Esther
go,
Baxter
where it goes,
in comparison
boom,
almost has too much ass.
Boom,
yeah, it's just like,
boom,
yeah, you can't do nothing boom, with it. It's just like, what the fuck boom, would I do with that?
Like Norbit's boom, wife.
And then it just...
Hell yeah. But Summer Walker, though? You gonna say she got too much ass? Negative.
Yeah. I don't know what...
She's too
what
thick?
That, I don't or, know what your friend J.Crew's been tasting, but she ain't too thick. For
but
the
he's
nothing.
All over Rihanna,
so, yeah,
dude.
So I'm, yeah, and I'm like, ooh, what the fuck? Yeah. Man. That's war on J.
Yo, you
Crew,
got
man.
He just got a clip emptied on him.
Hell yeah, I don't even know this dude yet, man. He gonna hate me by the time the show's over.
Man.
Yo, I'm sorry, man. Now my question is, the thing is, yo, why is you to discriminate? Because yeah. To me, yo, there's so many flavors. They all...
He's picky, dude. I think he's gay.
Tasty.
Honestly, Jay, you're gay, dude.
Oh, is he gay?
Wow. You
gotta be.
Blast.
Gay.
Dude, you gotta
gay.
Be. Dude,
be gay.
It is bad. I wish I tried to get him on the phone. He didn't want to.
Wow.
I mean, because I sent him a I sent him...
Yeah, if you gonna
dude,
say
if I smell that shit, I swear to God, man. I don't even...
Peep tortillas, no.
If you gonna say she too thick or whatever, man, at least... Come on here and explain.
Right, say, she's too thick
explain.
And she has cellulite. Like, and I just can't stand cellulite.
Major is sincerely offended. He is sincerely offended.
It's like, are you scared of it? Like,
I can
like,
see red showing through
so
his face.
So if she
right
pounced on him, would he be like, oh, yeah. get off me. No. Yeah. Stop.
That's what I said.
Major,
I said, if she
Major,
came at you right now.
You're too thick.
I said, no.
Whoa.
You're too thick.
Who, where is that
your
guy?
Your tits are too big. Jesus.
Take that out of my mouth. Yo, you got to realize that, man. Like... You know, some people are working with a whole different stroke. I'm not really trying to talk about their stroke.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what I wonder, man. Is it like...
Are you intimidated by it? Like,
that's
you,
what I
you
said.
Know,
it's like... Is you,
all that right there, you're not. That's gonna do nothing for the ass. So you just are gonna say fuck the ass.
I don't know, man. I don't want to call out old dude's his manhood.
I'm not talking about his stroke. I'm just saying. Yeah.
But
man, the stroke.
Questions that need answering. So J. Crew, come back and holler at us, man. Get some hatred off your chest. Tell us why the fuck you feel the way you do.
Yeah.
And why you look at Rihanna and say she's fresh, but Summer Walker ain't. I don't understand.
Yeah. Yo, it's a lot of flavors out here, man.
Too many, though.
But he's feeling Stacey Dash, too.
Nah, that's Stacey what really Dash throws
the
that's, fucking...
That's fire. Easy.
That throws Stacey a curve. Dash
that's thing. Easy, though. That's easy to dig.
But that's still curve. That throws a curve, because she's kind of thick.
Mm. She's that...
She's wide.
Thick. Who's wide?
Kind of like Beyonce.
Summer's a wide body. That's a wide body Chevy right there, man. That's like
heavy.
You know
Chevy.
What I'm saying? That's a heavy Chevy for you. Right. Stacey Dash is like a fucking
Caprice Classic.
Nah, Caprice is a big body car. She's a
Cutlass Calais,
Porsche with rims and shit. You know,
Oldsmobile
what I'm saying?
Calais.
You say Calais? Yeah, she's fire.
A Sierra.
Stacey Dash is banging, but yeah. It's a different level of thickness when you compare her to Summer Walker. But
man, aluminum motherfucker,
Super Bowl motherfuckers. Who's gonna win?
Sierra,
get your picks out.
Yeah, because we're taking bets.
Who you got?
Winner. New York Football Giants.
It's gotta be.
Kill yourself.
Bang, bang, money gang.
Oh, yeah. You're the
money gang.
No, you're a Patriots guy. That's right.
You already know. Tom Brady, baby. Rockstar always, man.
You can suck his boot off. I don't really care. He's about to get beat.
He said his boot.
He's gonna. He got this old boot on.
That's University of Michigan. I have no choice. No choice. That's right. Y'all got fucking Plaxico. Yeah. So we're going to turn this into a U of M MSU
that's
thing,
right.
And that's cool with me.
Blue and yellow still make green. Remember that.
Wow, anyway. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's off that except old for fucking Ziploc commercials. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'll be the fuck out of here, and I'll see you during the
Super
what's
Bowl,
the Super Bowl trophy
win,
called?
God
fuck
it.
I'll see you when they're handing it out. I'll see you. I have a picture. I have a shirt with Summer Walker on it. And I'll be like,
holding the Super Bowl trophy.
Big body Chevy.
Heavy
that's
Chevy.
What I'm gonna say.
Heavy Chevy.
All right, man. But we'll see
let's
how that
bust
shit
out. You
want to
just
man.
Do a sports show? Hang up the on this one and just
do a sports show. Fuck.
I really would
like to start one.
All right, we'll hit stop on this. All right, see you later, guys. We're gonna start a sports show.
Peace,
shoot, man. Run the shout outs down, man. Shout out to Adam over there at smoothbeats.com.
No doubt.
Man. Catch
no
us
doubt.
Over there every Thursday night and Friday morning. Big shout out to James.
Shout me out, Adam.
Hip-hop directory. Sure. You talking about the other Adam? Shout out to Curry.
Curry
out there too.
I like rice and curry.
Big shout out to Curry. Who else, man? Fucking Nah Right for hooking us up, man.
Definitely.
Posting the thing out there. Shout out to Fresh for keeping her fucking blog.
No just doubt.
Ridiculous.
Fucking Def Sounds.
With comedy.
Com.
Fucking smarting up Nas for covering everything under the goddamn sun. From chicks to whips to shoes.
Oh my
to
God.
They do cover everything, don't they?
Definitely.
They uncover some things.
Yes.
What's that? I don't want to drag this on, but who was that last chick? 1-900 Montana.
It was nice.
I didn't see that one.
Jesus.
Oh, one nine. Yeah, the light skin.
Oh, man, I gotta get on the internet right now.
You could pull that motherfucker. No. All right,
that it.
We gotta
bro?
Get going because we ain't got a song to rip this shit up. So
let's go.
We're gonna
to
be
the
like,
bar.
Why am I even listening to the end of this show?
Episode 60 will be out in a couple of weeks, y'all. Man,
hopefully.
This is episode 59. Man, this is Major.
This is J Mac.
It's your boy Fro.
Signing off, baby. Holla. LQP.